Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into some pretty influential papers in information technology.
Oh, yeah.
Ones that have really shaped the digital world as we know it.
Definitely, even though they were written decades ago.
It's kind of wild how relevant they still are.
Absolutely. Visionaries, really.
We're going to be looking at three specifically.
Okay.
Vannevar Bush's, as we may think, for 1945.
Mm-hmm.
Claude Shannon's, A Mathematical Theory of Communication.
That one's from 48.
Yeah, 1948.
Yeah.
And then lastly, J.C.R. Licklider's Man-Computer Symbiosis from 1960.
Each one a game changer for sure.
So let's start with Vannevar Bush.
Right.
This is 1945, right?
Yeah, end of World War II.
Exactly. World War II's just ended. Science is advancing like crazy.
A total explosion of new knowledge.
But the way they were sharing all this new info.
Mainly through print.
Yeah, just couldn't keep
what
up.
What a bottleneck.
Totally. And Bush saw this problem really clearly.
He did.
Traditional methods of scientific communication just weren't cutting it.
Couldn't handle the volume.
Right. Imagine a world overflowing with discoveries, but no effective way to share them.
Makes you think about how crucial efficient communication really is.
It does. And so Bush comes up with this wild concept.
The Memex.
You know it. Basically a desk-sized device.
Ambitious for the time.
Allowing users to create, like, personalized trails. Through information, linking ideas and concepts in a way that kind of mirrors the human mind.
It's familiar, right?
It's like a precursor to the internet.
It really is. Bush even talked about associative indexing.
Linking information based on relationships, not just keywords.
Like how we browse websites today, following links based on our interests.
And search engines. It's at the core of how we navigate the internet today.
He was really ahead of his time.
And for Bush, it wasn't just about making information easier to find.
It was about empowering humanity.
He believed that this increased accessibility would help us understand the past, solve problems in the present, and create a better future.
Knowledge as the ultimate tool for progress.
Powerful stuff. So think about it. How has the internet, this real-life Memex, impacted your life?
Changed everything, hasn't it?
Now let's jump ahead a few years to 1948.
Okay.
Claude Shannon enters the scene with A Mathematical Theory of Communication.
A cornerstone of the digital age.
This paper tackles a huge challenge of the emerging computer age.
How to send information electronically without errors.
And you have to remember, there's always noise, interference during transmission.
Right.
So before Shannon, to make sure a message got through, you had to send it multiple times.
Super inefficient.
It's like, imagine downloading a movie and having to wait for five copies just to be sure you got the whole thing.
Talk about a pain.
But Shannon, a brilliant mathematician.
He had a different approach.
He did, a revolutionary one.
To treat information like a measurable quantity.
Like weight or distance.
Exactly. By understanding how to measure information.
He figured out how to send it reliably without needing multiple copies.
It's the foundation of how we connect today.
Internet connections, video calls, streaming services, all thanks to Shannon.
It's incredible to think about.
Now, for our last visionary, we have J.C.R. Licklider and his paper, Man-Computer Symbiosis.
From 1960.
Right, and this one's really interesting because he dares to imagine a future where humans and computers work together.
Not against each other.
Exactly. This was at a time when people were afraid of computers taking over.
Replacing humans.
Yeah. But Licklider saw it differently.
He saw a partnership.
A world where computers handle those routine tasks or the really complex calculations.
Freeing up humans for more creative thinking, problem solving, decision making.
He called it man-computer symbiosis.
Computers augmenting human capabilities.
Like a super-powered assistant that can crunch numbers, store tons of data, even navigate for you.
While you focus on the bigger picture.
And when you look around today, it's amazing how much of his vision has become reality.
From spreadsheets to GPS to software that analyzes huge data sets.
We're living in a world where we routinely delegate tasks to computers.
Extending our own abilities in ways that would have seemed impossible just a few decades ago.
It's pretty mind-blowing when you think about it.
It is, and it all goes back to these incredible thinkers and their groundbreaking ideas. It's fascinating, isn't it?
What is?
How these three papers, even though they were written in different decades, they seem to like build upon each other.
Oh yeah, I see what you mean. It's like they're having a conversation across time.
Right, like Bush lays the foundation with his idea of the Memex.
That interconnected web of information.
Yeah, then Shannon comes in and he's all about reliable communication.
Which is crucial for actually sharing all that information.
Exactly, and then Licklider takes it a step further envisioning humans and computers working together, like in this symbiotic relationship.
Using those tools to tackle big challenges.
A perfect progression of thought.
And it really makes you think about what ideas are being planted today that will be like groundbreaking innovations down the road.
Oh, totally. It's exciting to think about.
But their impact goes beyond just ideas.
How so?
These papers actually led to real changes, tangible things.
Oh, you mean like
Bush's work, for example.
Yeah.
It influenced the development of early hypertext systems.
Which were like the precursors to the World Wide Web.
And Shannon's theories.
So important for
the design of communication networks, leading to more efficient and reliable ways to transmit data.
And Licklider.
He didn't just talk about man-computer symbiosis.
He put it into action.
Yeah. He led the development of ARPANET.
The precursor to the internet.
These weren't just thinkers. They were doers.
Shaping the future they envisioned.
And you can see how passionate they were about their ideas.
Absolutely. They truly believed in the power of their work.
Okay, so let's go back to Vannevar Bush for a minute.
Okay.
And his concept of the memex.
Right. He was fascinated by how the human mind makes connections between ideas.
And he wanted to create a machine that could do the same.
Which led to his idea of associative indexing.
Right. Moving beyond those simple keyword searches.
To create a system that links information based on meaning and context.
Like a web of interconnected ideas, where one thought leads you to another in a nonlinear way.
Exactly.
It's crazy how he was thinking about this back in the 40s.
Long before the technology existed.
A true visionary.
All right, let's move on to Claude Shannon now.
Okay.
And his work on information theory.
This is where it gets a bit more technical.
A little bit, but it's crucial to understanding how our digital world works.
Okay, I'm ready.
So Shannon's work is what allows us to do all the things we do online.
Sending emails, streaming videos, talking to anyone in the world instantly.
But have you ever wondered how it actually works?
I have, to be honest.
Well, Shannon's key insight was that information could be measured.
Measured.
Like any other physical quantity.
Like we measure distance in miles. Or weight in pounds.
Exactly. Shannon figured out how to measure information.
And that unit of measurement is the bit.
You got it. Short for binary digit.
Okay, I've heard of bits before, but I'm still a little fuzzy on what they actually are.
Think of a bit like a light switch.
A light switch.
It can be on or off, representing a 1 or a 0.
Okay.
And by combining these bits together, you can represent any type of information.
Like text, images, music.
Everything. Everything you see on your computer screen is ultimately just a series of ones and zeros.
So all the complexity of the digital world comes down to those simple ones and zeros.
Pretty amazing, right?
It is.
And Shannon's mathematical theory
provides
the framework for how to transmit these bits reliably.
Ensuring they arrive without errors.
Which is why our communication systems are so dependable.
It's incredible that something so fundamental to our lives is based on such a simple concept.
Now let's shift our focus to J.C.R. Licklider.
And his vision of man-computer symbiosis.
What's fascinating about this paper is its exploration of collaboration between humans and computers.
Working together, not against each other.
He saw a future where computers would augment human intelligence, not replace it.
Like working side by side.
To solve complex problems.
Computers handling the routine tasks.
Processing information. Providing humans with insights.
So we can make better decisions, be more creative.
Exactly.
He even predicted that computers would eventually understand human language and engage in problem solving like humans.
And with AI and machine learning, we're getting closer to that.
We're already seeing this collaboration in so many fields.
Scientists using AI to analyze massive data sets.
Artists using digital tools for new forms of expression.
And in everyday life, we rely on our smartphones and computers constantly.
Licklider was way ahead of his time.
His vision continues to inspire us today.
It's a reminder that technology can be a powerful tool for good.
Enhancing our abilities and helping us achieve incredible things.
But it's important to remember that these papers weren't just theoretical.
They were calls to action.
Blueprints for a future where technology empowers humanity.
And their legacy is all around us. It's pretty amazing, really.
Right.
How these three guys, Bush, Shannon, Licklider, they basically shaped the digital world we live in.
Just by thinking about these big ideas, huh?
It all started with their belief in the power of information.
And the importance of clear communication.
And that whole idea of humans and computers working together.
It's like they created this roadmap for the digital age.
Even though they were writing way before the technology existed.
Their optimism is contagious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They saw technology as a tool for progress.
A way to empower people and solve problems.
And that's a perspective we need to hold on to.
Especially today, when technology sometimes gets a bad rap.
People focus on the downsides, like job losses or AI taking over.
But these authors, they saw the positive possibilities.
The potential for good.
And that's a powerful message for all of us.
We need to approach technology with a sense of hope.
Believing in its potential to make things better.
And to use it responsibly, ethically.
To create the kind of future we want to see.
You know, one thing that struck me while reading these papers.
Yeah.
It felt like they were having a conversation across time.
I know what you mean. Even though they were written years apart.
It's like they were building on each other's ideas.
Passing the torch.
Bush starts with the Memex, that vast network of information.
And then Shannon figures out how to make communication reliable, which is essential for actually sharing all that information.
And then Licklider comes in and says, hey, let's use all this to create a true partnership between humans and computers.
Where we each bring our strengths to the table.
It's an amazing progression.
And it makes you wonder.
What?
What ideas are being developed right now?
That will shape the next chapter of the digital revolution.
What's the next Memex or man-computer symbiosis?
It's exciting to think about.
And those breakthroughs, they won't just come from big tech companies.
More research labs.
They'll come from individuals.
Students, tinkerers, dreamers.
People who are passionate about using technology to make a difference.
That's where the real innovation happens.
So here's a question for you, our listener.
Oh, I like this.
These authors envisioned a future where technology empowered humanity.
As technology keeps evolving at this crazy pace,
what kind of future do you envision?
What role will those founding principles play in shaping that future?
Access to information, reliable communication, human-computer collaboration.
It's a question worth thinking about.
What kind of world do we want to build with these powerful tools we have?
We have a responsibility to use technology for good.
To create a future that benefits everyone.
Because ultimately,
the future of technology is up to us.
We hope this deep dive has sparked your curiosity.
And gotten you thinking about the possibilities.
And the responsibilities of living in this incredible technological era.
Thanks for joining us.